Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees.
Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Romeo mobile and monitoring. CAD mobile monitoring. KFA Delta Alpha Delta, this is W8FFR, hear you loud and clear.
W8FFR, KFA, CAD, how's your morning so far?
Well, considering as you threw your call sign right as I was about to pull into work's parking lot, I don't have much time to chat, but I just wanted to say hello, and since I haven't heard your voice in a little while, so I figure I'd just greet you, wish you a good day as well, and hopefully if it's not raining over there, it stays dry because it's raining over here.
That's good to hear from you. Yeah, it's raining over here. Now, it's not heavy. We've got plenty of storms overnight, but pretty light right now. I guess we're in for some sun later today, but I guess we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you had some static in that transmission. It was breaking it up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Is this any better?
Not too much, but also I'm going through trees right now, so it could also be me.
Yeah, we're up on the trees right now, so if you talk a little bit of static, and it looks like you better need the top gauge, and it's probably going nuts, too. But I'll let you know where the phone holds you up. I'm just on my way in right now. I should be there in about 20 minutes or so. Taking the back way towards the freeway. You have great hearing from me this morning, and 73, hopefully we'll catch up with you. Thank you later for the other weather folks. WA, FSR, KMA, or WAFRR from KMA, UAP, 73. Have a good morning, sir.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Delta Alpha, Delta Alpha Delta, from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Foxtrot Romeo, 73, thank for the QSO, and have a wonderful day. I am clear of this frequency.
KMA, CADE, clear and monitoring.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Rain. 74 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, 70 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 71 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours, sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 84 degrees. Thank you.
KD4RUR.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 87 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 89 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 90 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Pentec, call sign, is N3VIX, and I'd like to advise you we're under tornado watch. So you might want to see if you can get a destination and get shelter.
Tom, everybody's over on the 36. This is ELQ.
Thanks, Paul. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yep, everybody moved over to the 36. The 31 is part of a link system, so we're bringing up repeaters all across the eastern side of Michigan.
Okay, I'm going to switch.
Okay, I'll be monitoring 36. Get ELQ.
Transmitting stations from W8XFR.
Kilo XO8, Whiskey Kilo Lima. Mobile and monitoring.
Transmitting station, this is W8XFR. You're coming in loud and clear.
QSL, I'm just on I-70 high, flat, heading north, just went over the Zewaukee Bridge. Pretty good storm through here. And, I'm with the KAOER Radio Club up out of Ogama County. So.
All right, I'm with W-A-L-A-D, W-A, Lima Alpha Papa Radio Club out of Lapeer. And I'm southbound on 24, dealing with traffic, on my way to meet up with some friends for the Tigers game. So, how's the storm up there? I heard it's going to be coming our way down by Lapeer here in a few hours.
W8FNT. Listening.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 90 degrees.
W8FNT, has anybody heard if they're going to fire up a net?
Yeah, Collie Station, I've not heard about a net. I've been in the car for 15 minutes or so. It does seem like it might be a great idea, though. AD8CJ.
AD8W8FNT. Yep, it would be a real good idea here in Grand Blanc, and we've got several 4-inch in diameter or larger limbs down. Quite a bit of wind. Couldn't get out there with my anemometer in time, and I'm guessing probably 45 to 55, just looking at how much these branches are swaying.
I'm in northern Lapeer County by North Branch. And the wind is probably 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts and a lot of deadfall coming down. I got to jump out of the car here and pick my kid up at the weight room, but I will be back on the air here in a minute. AD8CJ clear.
Very good. Stay safe. W8FNT monitoring.
This is Johnson County Sky Warren. We're going to open a net just here at center. Right now, severe thunderstorm warning for Genesee County. And we're also into a watch. So we'll be conditioned yellow until this severe thunderstorm dissipates. WMA Day Net Control.
This is
KQQC. Go ahead, KQ.
Copy, I'm just checking.
Check-ins at this time, condition yellow.
Copy, your transmission was getting cut off.
We are condition yellow. We're not taking check. All right, we're going to be in condition yellow for the severe thunderstorm warning until about 15 more minutes. They have removed the polygon pretty much from the county line over to straight shot over to Corona Road and the county line to the west. So part of the northwest portion of the county has been cut off. We're still in a severe thunderstorm warning until 5:45. So condition yellow, not taking any check-ins at this time, only looking for severe reports. WMA net control from center. All right, the severe thunderstorm warning has been dropped. Severe thunderstorm warning has been dropped. We're still having a warning to the east of us, Lapeer County, to the south of us, Oakland County, and Livingston County. but Genesee County is no longer under a severe thunderstorm warning. We're now under a watch. At this time, I will take check-ins. WM8A.
Kilo East, Echo Papa Lima, checking in.
Got you in there, Aaron.
This is KD8QQC, officially checking in.
Got you in there, Jim. Thanks.
W8FNT for check-in.
Thanks, John. Got you in there. Any other reports or check-ins for Genesee County Skywarn 1738? You're not even holding the repeater open. You're way in the weeds. Any other check-ins for Genesee County Skywarn? All right, Genesee County Skywarn is now going to go condition green. Condition green. The watch is still in effect until 9 o'clock. This is WM8A for Center Clear.
NY monitoring, over.
Good evening, 1800 hours, 77 degrees. VHF hub disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours, 71 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, 70 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on a W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin, the call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, we'll take a general beckons now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
This is KBAWGG.
N8LJN, Larry in Minamora.
Alpha Delta 8, November Yankee.
KC8VHA.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Romeo Delta, Ward.
All right, good evening, guys. So far on the list, KB8WGG, N8LJN, 88NY, KC8VHA, and WA8RD. Any other stations wishing to join, please call now. All right, nothing additional heard. Let's go to the top. George, go ahead. Stand by Larry, KB8WGG, KB8TAR.
This is KBAWGG. Well, I haven't been on the weather, Haven't been on the radio for about a month. I had a knee problem. My knee went out. I had a cyst on the knee. It broke, which the doctor says rarely does it happen. He says that 90% of the people in the United States have this problem, or in the world has this. Anyways, it broke. Knee swelled up from the knee on down, above the knee on down, black and blue, swelled up, went to three different doctors. They finally sucked the juice out of my knee. They took, 20 cc's of fluid out of my knee, and I was finally able to stand up on my leg. And this was a week ago. So I was in the wheelchair for about 3 weeks. I couldn't do anything. I mean, I was there. And other than that, we're doing real good. Weather around here, boy, about 4:30 this afternoon, whippy. I mean, that wind and rain came through here like it was bad out of you-know-what. So, but anyways, everything else is doing good. KBAWGG.
All right, George. Sounds like you're in the mend. Glad to hear you're on the mend. And hopefully you got rid of that wheelchair. Excuse me. All right, let's see. Larry, you're next. And 88NY, I'm sorry if I might have forgotten your name. Stand by. So N8LJN, go ahead. KB8TAR.
Hi, Kevin, and everyone on the net. Kevin, thanks for running the net. And well, that storm that George talked about came to us at about 5:30, and we've not had power since. So we're on the generator. And my son down at Clawson near Troy had a branch fall on his roof. Fortunately, it did no damage to the roof, amazingly, and didn't even cut the power line. So, boy, he dodged a bullet there. And that's about it for this round. N8LJN, back to net.
Well, I hope your power comes back quickly there, Larry. We did not lose power up here. Hit us about 5:10. And still on commercial power. we seem to lose it every time there's a blow, but we didn't this time. All right, 88NY, you're next. Stand by, Dick. 88NY, KB8TAR.
88NY here, just trying to get some more airtime practicing my new call sign. Kevin, this is Joel. I was KB8ZHK, but with an upgrade comes, I guess, new privileges and new experiences. Definitely with Larry on emergency backup generator kicked on. Well, I'd say we're right around 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere in that time frame. We've been on it ever since, and hoping to stick with the air conditioners and everything else for the house. So, NY, KBATR.
All right, Joel, now I don't feel so bad. New call sign. Very good. And I hope your power comes back quickly as well. You probably got some work out there to do, I'm guessing. But hopefully it won't be too long. Let's see. Dick, you're next. Stand by Ward. KC8VAK. KB8TAR.
Hello, everybody. Sorry to hear some of you lost power. I managed to keep my power this time. I was about to go to Flint when this thing was supposed to be hitting, and they were talking about 70-mile-an-hour winds coming my way from Flint area, so I canceled that, but didn't get anything real bad. It was just a little bit of high winds and a little bit of rain. Now back to you, Kevin. KC8VHK.
Alrighty, well, it was blowing pretty good here, but I don't know if it hit 70. I'd be surprised. But, alright, glad to hear your power's good. Let's see, Ward, you're next, and then we'll, after Ward's transmission, we'll take a standby. WA8RD, JB8TAR.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. Long time no hear from, and the storms were rolling through, and I'm going to turn the radio on, and I listened to a net down, I think it was in Pontiac, maybe Holly, someplace down there, and another one up in Bad Axe, and, you know, everybody talking about the rain and the storm and the wind and lightning and all that stuff. And, you know, we had a little of it out here north of town. You know, it rained a little bit, and the wind blew a little bit. I'm going to estimate 30 to 55 mile per hour winds, so not as bad as some people got. And the power stayed on, and all's good here north of town. Back to you, Kevin, WA8RD.
All right, good to hear from you, Ward. Yeah, it has been a while. And maybe we'll see you at the next meeting. All right, we're at the bottom of our shortest list here. So we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net, please call now.
NHVLC.
All right, good evening, Vicki. You're the only one I heard, so go right ahead. NHVLC, KB8TAR.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me on the net tonight. Sorry we missed you last week. We were up north, went into our annual August trip to the UP to pick up salmon, but only spent a couple of days up there, but we missed the net, and I didn't even think about getting on Echolink. Shame on me. But I did manage. We put an antenna up at our campsite, and of course I was, you know, on the radio. But other than that, leading some pretty boring days here, although I know. I did get Hawaii, but while I was canning tomatoes, I had an alert on my phone, so when Hawaii came on, I rushed into my radio and finally got it, and it was very exciting, and it made my whole weekend. But other than that, I'm not doing much more than anybody else is doing. We did manage to keep our power on. However, we do have a nice mess to clean up, and all my pears are on the ground. So guess what I'm doing tomorrow. But that's about it for me. Hi, Larry. Hi, everybody. This is NHVLC. Back to net control.
All righty, Vicki. Good news on the power and in Hawaii, and I guess the pears as well. you don't have to pick them now. Got to pick them up. All right. Any other new check-ins before we go back up to the top of the list? Please call now. All right. Nothing heard. George, you're first on the list, so go right ahead. Stand by Larry, KB8WTG, KB8TAR.
All right. This is KB8WGG. Well, next week, my son and I are going to take a tour of the state. We are going over to the west side of the state and go around up across the bridge, down across, and maybe come around back down through Chicago. I don't know. But anyways, I haven't done that in quite a while. The wife and I, we've been up there I don't know how many times. We used to go. Every summer we took a trip for years and years and years. And the only place I haven't been to in the United States is Texas and California. Every place else I've been. For some reason or other, I missed Texas. I don't know why. Missed California, although I really didn't want to go to California. Been to Las Vegas, Washington State, Oregon, you name it. One year the wife and I took Route 2 all the way across the top of the United States. Beautiful country up there in some places. Some places, well, where we went, there was grasshoppers. And every time you stopped to get gas, you had to take and literally scrub the windshield wipers, or windshield, to take and get the grasshoppers off. My poor old van was just covered. But anyways, we enjoyed the trip. Made it all the way just to the ocean. Turned around, came back. Got lost a couple of times, which is natural. And we had a very good time. But we have been to, you name it, in the United States, except for Texas and California. We've made them all. I've been to Florida, I don't know how many times. So, KBAWGG.
Roger that, George. Yeah, I'd have to add up the states I haven't been to, but I have been to California and Texas. Went to L.A. once, not going back. So there you go. And here's what you need to know about Texas. It's hot and dry and big. There you go. All right, let's see. Larry, your next standby, Joel. N8LJN, KBATAR.
Well, George, it's always a pleasure to have you on the net and hear your stories. So welcome back. Glad you're feeling better and everything's good. Joel, congratulations. I'm glad you got your new call sign, and congratulations on that extra license. Ward, I too was listening in to, I think it was Holly. They had MishCon activated for the storm, and I just caught the tail end of it as I got in the car and left from work in Flint. Vicky's referring to our adventures chasing Hawaii this weekend. She spotted two stations for me, which I was able to get later. And then I was able to get on the Kansas QSO party and the Ohio QSO party. So that was a lot of fun. I haven't done that much HF in quite a while. Always a pleasure. Well, everybody, have a great evening. 7-3, I hope you get your power back on if you've lost it. And everyone's safe. N8LJN, back to net.
Well, good news on Hawaii for you too there, Larry. That's quite a trip, radio-wise. All right, Joel, your next standby, Dick, 88NY, KBATAR. Guessing you're not an HT and you either moved or your battery's gone. It sounded there for a minute like your battery was on the fritz. But I didn't catch any of that. If you go back to your original spot, at the end of the net, you can yell at us again. All right, let's see. Dick, go ahead. Stand by Ward. KC8BHA, KBATAR.
Oh, 73 to everybody. I was listening on the car radio today, and there was a guy talking that he had spent some time in Africa, and he said that someplace there in Africa, they get as high as 138, and he said when he got back to Michigan, he's never going to complain about the heat in Michigan again. So back to you, Kevin, KC8BHA.
Alrighty then, 138. I think I've been in much over like 112, I'm going to guess, somewhere in that ballpark. Alrighty, well, I guess we'll let them, we'll keep Michigan, like you said. Alright, Ward, go ahead, stand by Vicky, W-A-R-D, K-B-A-T-A-R.
Yeah, real good, 138, he must have been out in the middle of the Sahara Desert. that's pretty hot. And George, US-2 is an absolutely beautiful drive. It's, if anyone that hasn't been on it, it's not an expressway. It's a U.S. highway. It's divided highway part of the way, but not expressway. and it's just a great drive. I've taken it from St. Ignace all the way to Seattle, and really enjoyed it. I think it took about 10 days to do that because I just take my time and stop and take pictures of anything and everything along the way. There's even a little town there called Michigan, and the guy that named the town was from Port Huron, Michigan, and that's why he named it Michigan. So I thought that was kind of an interesting little bit of history. And George, I've been to 48 of the states. I haven't hit Alaska and Hawaii yet, but they're on the list. At some point, I will get to them, but it's a long drive to Hawaii. Alaska I can do, but that drive to Hawaii is going to take some real ingenuity. So with that, I'll turn it back to net control. W8RD.
I bet you if you Google it, Ward, you could probably find a ferry to Hawaii. So there you go. Probably 3 weeks on the open seas. All right. Let's see. Vicki, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. I need VLC, KBATAR.
KBATAR, this is NAVLC. Well, Kevin, I reckon when you were in 112-degree temperatures, you were in Texas. Been there, done that, probably won't go do it again. It is big, and you can see the curve of the earth down there. No kidding, but I got an interesting little story that y'all might be tickled to hear. While we were up north, I've been anxious to maybe start a POTA activation, but I thought, well, maybe we'll just practice, and we'll take all of our gear for a portable operation and just set up and do a little bit of hunting instead of actually an activation. So we're putting everything together because we're going across the bridge to go get our fish, and we thought, well, we'll stop in somewhere and just set up our antenna and get on the air and see how we do. And as we're approaching the bridge, Terry looks over at me and he says, did you put the antenna in the truck? And I said, no. And he says, well, I didn't either. So there you have it, a couple of professionals that aren't doing so good on their first activation out. So, yeah, that's kind of like Garrett when he didn't plug his antenna into his radio and he couldn't understand why he wasn't hearing anybody. So we have no room to talk. But anyway, that's my story for today. Back to net control and NAVLC.
Yeah, very good there, Vicki. Usually it's a little connector you forget. You can't hook up A to B. But that's why we practice. There's a good example. All right. Let's see. We are at the bottom of our list for the second go-around. So a couple of standbys here. Any news stations wishing to check in, please call now. All right. Nothing heard. Take any recheck. Please call now.
N8LJN, recheck.
Oh, yeah, Larry, I was going to tell you, it's not MICON, it's MICON, M-I-C-O-N, but go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The reason I'm calling back is to extend an offer to Joel, 88NY. Joel, if you want to go to Simplex on 46.52, since I'm right around the corner here, I could help you with that troubleshooting. NELJN.
All righty. Joel, if you want to respond, go ahead.
88NY here. Yep. Larry, I heard you loud and clear. Yeah, after the net, we'll switch over to Simplex.
All righty. There you go. We got a QSO set up. All right. One more time. Any other business for the net, please call now. All righty. Nothing heard. Thank you, everyone, for joining this evening, and hope everyone gets their power back soon. And we'll go ahead and now return the repeater to normal use. This is KBATAR 73.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF.
KD8VRL.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees.
CQ, this is November 8 Whiskey, Julie Lima calling CQ. CQ, this is November 8 Whiskey, Julie Lima calling CQ.
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees.